plate a potential nugget.
Now, switching frames as a parent, David, I have a 12-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. As I'm going through this conversation, I'm wondering, you know, what is it that I, as a parent, I can do to A, stoke that mindset, and B, you know, you talk about running this interpersonal dynamics course at Stanford. What would the equivalent of that course look for a 10-year-old? You know, what are the kinds of things that we as parents need to bear in mind to develop, to help kids build these interpersonal skills as they grow?
Well, there's books and there's a field called PET, Parent Effectiveness Training, which is very similar concepts. For one thing, with kids, you don't label them. You focus on behavior, you don't label them. So let me give an example. When I was, I guess, 12 years old, I still remember the instances. There were several times my mother said, "Well, David, the trouble is you're just lazy." Turned out to be a very destructive comment, because I said, that's who I am. And I said to myself, gee, if I don't work hard, I'm going to end up on the streets. And I saw myself as a lazy person had to overcome it. Well, anybody who knows me knows I'm constantly working. So that was a label. And when we label kids, they take it in as who they are. Now, if she would have said, you're having a hard time getting your homework done on time, that's a behavior. Then we could have done something. So I think we have to be careful about labeling. The other thing is we have to legitimize their feelings. So I have a story in which I'm not proud about, but I think it's very revealing. When my son was about 4 years old, 5 years old, he went down a slide and hit the back of his head in the edge of the slide. I was crying. I rushed over and I said, "Oh, Jeffrey, you're not hurt." And with tears running down his face, he said, "How do you know how I feel? Only I know how I feel." And he had me. He was right. What I should have said was, "I'm upset that you're hurting." But I was delegitimizing his feelings. And we delegitimize it all the time. We say, "Oh, you shouldn't be angry. You shouldn't, your older sister shouldn't be mad at your older daughter, shouldn't be mad at her brother just because he's now getting more attention." Well, she's mad. She's envious. That's the way it is.
I was reading a book. I was reading a book called Toxic Positivity, where it talks about this notion of not being present to the emotion that's emerging, but really quickly brushing it off with a positive emotion.
Yes.
You ought to be feeling this kind of thing.
Yes. What you're feeling is what you're feeling. I may not like that I'm feeling that way, but I'm feeling it. So I think as a parent, can we focus on behavior, legitimize our feelings, and can we also be open to our own feedback? Can we say, "Hey, am I doing something that's causing a problem?"
I must confess that I've made several mistakes in the realm of not legitimizing feelings, whether it's my own or the people around me, including children. In this context, I really found the book Toxic Positivity of Value, where the author Whitney Goodman speaks about this whole happiness and positive psychology movement, and goes on to say that if we don't spend adequate time in some of the negative emotions, we could end up leading unhealthy lives and end up bottling some of those feelings, and that can have a different manifestation subsequently, with often much bigger consequences. I realized that I used to make the mistake of brushing aside negative emotions in me and in my kids, and of late have become more present to this tendency and working on this as an area of my personal development. Thank you for listening.